This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nomination has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. For the first time, the Election Commission has provided online nomination facilities for candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said, nomination form is available on the online portal suvidha.eci.gov.in. By creating an account, candidates can fill out the nomination form and deposit the security amount. Filing of nomination papers also began in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katihari, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sisamau, Ghaziabad, Majhawan and Kher. 8 out of these 9 seats fell vacant after its MLAs were elected as MPs in the Lok Sabha polls. In Sisamau, however, the by-poll is being held due to the disqualification of SP MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and delegation-level talks with the top leadership of Malawi today. On the second day of a 3-day visit to Malawi, President Murmu will be holding bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. Delegation-level meetings will also be held today on various issues. The president will also visit the National War Memorial and Mausoleum. The president interacted with the Indian diaspora last evening. She urged the Indian community to continue to do good work and to be active partners in the vision of Vikasit Bharat. The president reached Malawi yesterday on the final leg of her week-long visit to 3 African nations, including Mauritania and Algeria. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that unconventional warfare has posed new challenges in the defence sector. He said technology has given rise to this new form of unconventional warfare and drones, cyber warfare, bioweapons and space defence have emerged as key challenges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this while addressing at the launch of Dare to Dream 5.0 Innovation Contest in New Delhi. Highlighting the government's commitment towards innovation, Mr. Singh stressed the increasing importance of research and development in the defence sector. The Indian Railways has reduced the advanced ticket booking period by half. In a statement, Railways said passengers will now be able to book train tickets up to 60 days in advance instead of the previous 120 days. The change will come into effect from the 1st of November. Until October the 31st, passengers can continue to book tickets 120 days ahead of their journey. However, cancellations of bookings made beyond the revised 60-day advance reservation period will still be permitted. Delhi NCR has been engulfed with a layer of smog ahead of the winter season. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the air quality of the city deteriorated to the poor category as the Air Quality Index AQI hit 292 this morning. As per the CPCB, poor AQI can cause breathing discomfort to most people on prolonged exposure. The Israel Defense Forces have announced the elimination of Hamas Chief Yahya Sinwar in a targeted ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. Sinwar was among the 3 Hamas militants killed in the operation yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the soldiers and made clear that however big a victory, it is not the end of the war. In cricket, New Zealand were 345 for 7 wickets in their first innings against India at lunch on the third day of the first test match in Bengaluru. New Zealand are currently leading by 299 runs. In Denmark Open Badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.